America Weekend.
I'm your awkward friend who shares too much for all of Facebook to see. I've got a really big wart on my back. Whenever I lay down, it bleeds. Here's some pics from four different angles. You're welcome.
I'm a teenage girl and you can't remember how we ended up being friends.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Social media, it has become quite a minefield for social behavior. But fear not, there are ways to avoid the pitfalls of poor etiquette on social media. It is great to say hello to communications expert Leslie Shore. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Ed.
It is terrific to have you on. Now, social media, it has changed the way we communicate. It's changed the way we display ourselves throughout the world. Is that good or bad?
It's both. It's good in that we have much far of a reach, and it is not so good in that we have more of a reach. it's a double-edged sword. When we are brilliant, when we are texting and posting and doing all kinds of social media things, then it's awesome. But when we allow our emotions to be at the forefront instead of our critical thinking, it's not so great, especially because the internet has an infallible memory.
Right. There is a digital footprint that follows you forever.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that is an issue now for us is that the growth of social media, especially amongst our millennials, has happened so quickly and with no ground rules and no boundaries. So we have people out there thinking, hey, I can say anything, do anything, pretty much without consequence, without realizing that indeed there is a consequence and pretty far reaching up to and including prospective employers looking at the things that you have done in social media.
You know, what I always found interesting, and I think it's almost a new horizon in human communication, it is the first time that you can communicate and let your opinions be known, but in a way where there is no other form of communication involved. You're not looking at someone eye to eye. You're not standing near their personal space. You're not conversing with them. You're not listening to them as you are talking with them. It is so insular. You lose all your inhibitions, and it's simply just tapping away with your thumbs and hitting the send button. And that is so unusual now because it strips away all the other things that come with communication as we know them. And even when it was, you would just write a letter to the editor of the newspaper, you would then have to physically put a stamp on it, walk it over to the post office, and have time to think, is this what I really want people to think of me? It is instantaneous, and the self-gratification idea of communication isn't necessarily good.
No, it isn't necessarily good. First of all, you brought up a great thing, and that is that with social media, that you're talking at people.
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking with people. There's no way in social media to create or enhance or deepen a relationship. And that is one of the real negatives in terms of using social media as your only way of conversing with people. And the second thing that I think is really important is that what we're looking at now is when I walk into a restaurant and I see a family with all of their heads down on their smartphones, it really makes me sad. They're there to create more of a relationship, to find out more about each other, and yet what they're doing is something that could be done at any other time. But again, we haven't created any rules, whether it's family rules or personal rules or societal rules around the use of social media.
Now, you have a list of pitfalls to avoid when it comes to social media, and these are incredibly useful. Let's go through these. The first one, don't respond to a post or comment out of emotion. And that is so true on so many different levels. Social media is simply the home of knee-jerk reactions, is it not?
It is. And I think one of the things that most people feel is I have to respond because that's that immediacy thing. And you really need to take time to process what you have read, or if it's an Instagram or Snapchat, allow yourself time to reflect, think about it before commenting out of any kind of emotion. And sometimes the best thing to do is not to comment so that you don't fan the ember into a flame. And that is really something that you really have to have restraint. And that's what you need.
The next one is very interesting. Remember who your friends are. And the example you bring up here is, for instance, before sharing your pregnancy, tell your family and friends who mean something to you, who you deal with, rather than throwing it out there. Because your quote-unquote friends on Facebook, per se, can just be somebody you worked with 7 years ago, you don't even see anymore. And is that person really a friend?
Right. And I think when your inner circle, your family, your best friends, hear unbelievably wonderful news or important news through social media, they really kind of feel like chopped liver. Do I matter to you at all? Why couldn't even I get a special email from you or a telephone call to find this out, not at the same time as the rest of the world? It really is, it hurts others that you never want to hurt when they find out important news at the same time as 3 million or 3 billion other people.
The next one, keep your personal conversations personal. This is true. We know you love your boyfriend. We don't all need to know how much you love your boyfriend. You know what? Pick up the phone or even go and look at your boyfriend and tell him then, I love you. We don't all need to know about it.
It is so true, because we don't want to either air our dirty laundry in public. Neither do we want to have personal conversations that 3 or 4 months later, you're, quote-unquote, dumping that wonderful boyfriend on Facebook. We do not need this kind of opening our lives to the world. It's really not an appropriate place to put that kind of information.
The next one, staying connected to those who truly matter, but staying connected to them in a special way. Don't wish somebody a happy birthday on Facebook. Tell them, grab the phone, call them, let them know.
Those folks that are important, I put down so-and-so's birthday is on such and such a date. That actually gives me a chance to pick up a card, actually write down their address, and send it with a nice thought.
This next one is pretty interesting, too. Don't brag. Now, I've seen this, too. The old Bragasaurus. Hey, look at the new boat we just bought. Hey, look, we just bought our 7th house down the shore. And oh, my goodness, we just bought a 19-room mansion for the regular house. After a while, it becomes white noise, does it not?
It actually is white noise. And there have been folks that I have unfollowed, because every 10 minutes I was getting something. Look where I am. Look what I'm eating. Look what I'm about to do. Look at this great sign that I saw in Times Square. Look, and after a while, it's like, I don't want to look anymore. And what they were sending was so minuscule and unimportant that if they had something important to say, it would get lost, as you say, in that white noise.
You know, and it's interesting we talk about this, and something that I remembered was someone I remember seeing on Facebook. It would be like, all right, we just got to the restaurant. Here's what we're eating. Here's what the kids didn't eat off the plate. Oh, here's a picture of my child wiping his or her face. How good is it to keep putting pictures of your children up on social media? We live in a dangerous world. And again, we talked about that digital footprint that always is there and is always lurking behind you. You know, sometimes people can go crazy with putting pictures of their young children up, and that not necessarily is such a good thing.
It really isn't, and especially when there are geographic markers or you say something about where you are, and it's one of those things where we're in a world that we're in now. It is best to keep those to a minimum. Have a great photo of your child every once in a while, but don't tell people where you are and what you're about to do. You're essentially giving someone who doesn't deserve a road map to find you and your children. something that they can actually use for nefarious reasons. And there's no reason for that.
That's a very, very good point. You have to think more in terms about living in the real world and about instead of what you're putting up to kind of throw off on your fantasy world here up on the digital world. Now, this is interesting. The next question is because we ask this of everyone, but it seems so interesting, especially considering our conversation right now. And that is, where can people find you on social media?
At Leslie Listener and at listentosucceed.com and on Facebook, just at good old fashioned look me up as Leslie Shore, or on Listen to Succeed, and I've got pages in both places.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it for now.
Until we find out what the next new horizon will be on social media, and they're always coming, just give it time and it will be here. Well, she is keeping all of us out of trouble on social media. Leslie Shore, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Ed, it was my pleasure. Have a great, great week.
You too, my friend. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She is one of the most successful doubles players of all time, capturing 112 titles, including 21 Grand Slam wins with her partner, Martina Navratilova. So where is Pam Shriver now? Pam married former James Bond actor George Lazenby in 2002. The couple had three children, but divorced in 2008. Pam has been a commentator for ABC and CBS and is currently with ESPN. While broadcasting Wimbledon in 2010, player James Blake took exception to the volume of her courtside commentary.
I'm just surprised.
James Blake has like a full hand.
James just yelled at me I'm way above the court, but evidently he can hear me. He's got rabbit ears.
Quiet down, Pam. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, 280 degrees switchbacks. All but the most experienced wrenches detest having to wire a set of Z-bars. Still, we're doubling the height and pullback of our old set. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. After hours of staring at internet sites, we still couldn't find a true motorcycle Z-bar other than those identical to what we have. JP Cycles catalog as a last resort found a good looking set, twice the rise, twice the pullback of a set we've been running for years. Just what the doctor ordered for a reasonable buck and a half. Tall, fresh Z-bars along with the longer front fork tubes will really set the chopper off. Build in progress at AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.